Containers of American poultry and pork are expected to dock at South African ports over the next few weeks. That's according to the Trade and Industry Minister, Parks Tau, who announced during a joint briefing with Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen that a new trade deal has been sent to the U.S., which includes market access for blueberries and pork, along with some biosecurity requirements, including poultry. So what will this mean for domestic producers and for consumers? Let's bring in our business reporter, Ntokozo Khumalo, who joins us here in studio. Ntokozo, good afternoon.
Obviously, afternoon, Michelle.
We're all keeping our eyes on the issues around tariffs, right, and the impact this is going to have on particular industries. You focus on the automotive industry as well. But in terms of poultry, it's obviously a staple protein, animal protein for people in South Africa. What would this agreement mean for them?
Well, we are looking out. We are looking out for prices, considering that food price inflation elevated to its highest levels in 15 months in June. So we are still struggling with those food prices. The last food price basket, if I'm not mistaken, at around 5,300 rand. So already quite high. And the concern, of course, particularly around poultry and pork, as you rightfully said, for a lot of South African households, it is the main animal protein for them. Now, the issue there, particularly around protein, we are going to get to blueberries, but the issue is that it would sort of squeeze out the growth prospects for producers in the country. So it's not so much the issue of, you know, U.S. exports seeing prices go up, but what it would mean in terms of squeezing out growth potential for local producers, then in the long term, what that could mean for consumer prices. But if we're focusing in on poultry, Michelle, which is one of the three concessions that we did here yesterday, it is a long-standing issue. I did speak to Andile Sihlobo of the Agriculture Business Chamber, and he did remind us that we had to make that concession already back in the early 2010s around the Africa Growth Acceleration Opportunity Act, that's AGOA, that would, you know, give that preferential trade agreement for South African exporters as well as from the rest of the continent. So having that 72,000-ton quota is not something new. It's just that the U.S. had not been utilizing it to its full potential, instead utilizing about 40% of the capacity. So the argument from the industry is that argument, but I did speak to the South African poultry industry, and their point of view seems to be that it would wipe out the industry, especially considering that it is still recovering from issues such as avian you know, flu, all those issues. The industry still recovering from that, so increased competition, saying that is exactly where the issue would be. But let's hear what the CEO had to say.
A industry master plan. That master plan was developed because this was an industry in distress, like the sugar industry. The master plan at its core had dumped chicken as the root cause of the demise of the poultry industry. And the master plan planned to address that. And we got 9 anti-dumping duties against 9 different countries that were all dumping their chicken in South Africa. And that caused the local industry not to make enough money to reinvest in the industry, and therefore the industry was shrinking. Since then, since the implementation of the master plan, the industry has grown. We've had 2.1 billion rand in investment. We've created jobs. We've expanded the industry.